Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
With the voice of Irish horse racing for 25 plus years is with me here in studio today. Tracy Pickett, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
No, it's just great to have you with us today. I was just telling you off air that you're a voice very synonymous for me with our home and our family pub It's a big horse racing pub. So for years, I'd be so familiar with your voice covering the races, you know, at every corner of the country, which is brilliant.
Yeah, it was amazing. You were saying you have a huge crowd come for the week at Cheltenham because a lot of people are doing that now.
We were only talking in the show last year, you know, about people travelling abroad to celebrate Cheltenham, but they're coming to Bundoran for years to do it.
Fantastic. Why not? It's a great spot.
It's lovely to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
We're talking to you today because you are going to embark on a solo underwater swim across Galway Bay. What exactly does that entail?
Oh, well, it entails about 7.5 hours of kind of being underwater. But I think the fact that I did it before in 1998, which wasn't today or yesterday, I kind of know what to expect. And I'm doing it for Sensational Kids this time. Last time it was for the John Durkin Leukemia Trust. And I just feel, you know, I want to do something that will hopefully raise a lot of funds for them and, you know, just get the word out there that, you know, these organisations, especially one like Sensational Kids, they do so much good work.
What do they do, Tracy, just to tell us?
Well, they provide so many different services in terms of, you know, children with additional needs, a lot of children with autism. So they do speech and language therapy. They have a soft play area. They do all sorts of, you know, therapies. They have wonderful OTs. So, you know, if you have a child and they are on a very long waiting list, and I've met parents whose kids have been on for 7 and 8 years, they've come upon Sensational Kids and been able to get in and get the therapy, get into the process.
It's vital.
It's absolutely vital, because if you don't get that early intervention and you don't get those treatments, those services before certain milestones, those kids never get them back. Yeah. And, you know, so many families who've now availed of the services of Sensational Kids have said to me that it's just been a complete game changer. Mm. Their children have changed. The improvements have been incredible.
That's great to hear.
But also, for me anyway, which really stood out, the support for the families. Because you can imagine, you know, the frustration and the feeling of helplessness and not being able to do something for your kid, you know. And my, you know, I've been on and on about it, but my thing is every child should have the right to reach their full potential. And to be able to not provide that, you know, to be able to, you know, stand there and see that your child is not getting the help that they should be getting.
If people, you know, want to support what you're doing and even find out a little bit more about the work of Sensational Kids, or maybe even to kind of avail of some of their supports, where can they?
Well, sensationalkids.ie, it's a fantastic website. Yeah. It'll give you everything that you need. And then, of course, they're in Mayo and they're in Cork. I think they're also in Tipperary. Their main headquarters are in Kildare Town, and they're building their new state-of-the-art centre, which will be able to help even more families. Mm. But just, you know, quickly to say that, you know, they provide these services at affordable rates, and if people are really struggling, they can also cover expenses. Which, I mean, it's so important. Brilliant. So that's
what you're doing. That's why you're
doing
it.
That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's why you're doing. And I suppose that brings me to, what exactly are you doing? So it's a 14-kilometre swim, is it? By that right?
Yeah. So we hummed and hawed, and we you know, we looked it up and did ChatGPT and whatever. So there it is, there or thereabouts. You know, if you went in a straight line. But, you know, the fact is we'll have to kind of zigzag a bit depending on the tide streams and the weather and the currents and that sort of thing. So I'm really, really lucky. I had the Boyne Fisherman's Rescue and Recovery Services as my kind of operational team. And they're working with local fishermen, which is so important, who know the bay inside out. So, you know, they're getting local knowledge from them. And then my great friend Rory Golden, who helped me in the swim before, they've been amazing and sort of given me equipment and dive, you know, wetsuits
all the things
and that
you
sort
need.
Of thing.
And just explain this to me. So you're not just swimming across Galway Bay, you're going to do it underwater.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, if you're going to do something that you want to raise funds for a really important, you know, cause, then you have to find something that's a little bit different. And there's not many things I can do, by the way, but, you know, I do like being underwater.
And what's the most challenging part of staying underwater for so long?
Okay, so it's mental, really.
Yeah.
You know, you can, I've been, you know, training and that sort of thing physically. But to me, mentally, you have to be prepared, because for the first couple of hours, yeah, it's kind of nice. And, you know, you're looking at the kelp going backwards and forwards, which can make you feel a bit funny. But then it gets really, really dark because it gets really deep. And you're, you know, in that sort of situation for several hours, and your mind can play tricks on you, and you can start sort of seeing things and little shapes and then maybe some big shapes. And
how do you
that
stay
sort of thing
calm in that moment?
Well, I did get a little bit, yeah, I got a sort of a funny sort of, I got a bit afraid there once when I was doing it back in the day. And I just had a chat with myself and said, Tracy, this is just your mind playing games and everything's fine. And then you just keep breathing and then it sort of passes. But I wouldn't have a fear of the sea.
Mm. You're so, obviously a very strong swimmer from an early age, were you?
I would have swam a lot. Yeah. I mean, to be perfectly honest, there's a surface swim across Galway Bay this weekend, I believe. It's very famous and it's been going for years and years. It is a lot harder to swim on the surface. It is a lot harder. Because
really? I would have thought the opposite.
No, I mean, all right, you haven't maybe got the mental aspect quite the same. It's a different type of a psychological challenge. But physically, you've got to deal with those waves splashing and all that sort of thing. So it's a very different challenge, but I'd prefer to be doing it the way I'm doing it than doing it on the surface.
Yeah, but as I'm trying to picture this now, like you're underwater and you're masked up and
yeah,
tanks.
Wear a full face mask and yeah, tanks. This. And then I'll come up about every hour and a half or so to change the tanks and then go back down.
And so you're swimming along. And how do you know you're going in the right direction?
Well, that's a very good question, because you don't. So I could be going around in circles. But so the lead boat has, we were practicing this at the weekend in Kilcommon and Mayo, which was beautiful, by the way, fabulous area. So the lads were, we were practicing that. So they'll have a lit weight hanging down from the lead boat. And I'll be able to see that at all times. Mm. And then there's four or five divers who'll take turns to come down and, you know, swim beside me, back up.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah,
a bit of
in case
divers.
I disappear, you know, into a basking shark or something, you know.
Stop, yeah. but even just, I imagine, it must be very lonely by hour four and seven.
Yeah,
it's
solitary. It's not lonely. No, you get a really amazing feeling of... you know, you lose this sense of space and size and time. And it's, I didn't find it lonely. I found it really kind of enlightening in a way.
Because I was thinking you'd want great sort of mental resilience to embark on that.
And it's a very, very unusual experience. And it stuck with me, you know, all these years, 28 years. And it's like yesterday. And so I mean, I know it's hard and I know I'm a lot older now. I think I'm mentally stronger now. But yeah, I do. But it is unusual. Yeah, it is unusual.
So 28 years on, well, I suppose if you cast your mind back to 1998 when you did this, was there a moment during that time where you thought, oh God, I don't know? Or was there any, like, what's the point you know I have to overcome this time round, the trickiest bit?
Yeah, I think I was just over halfway and I think I did hit a bit of a wall. It didn't last too long. I know that there is a plane at the bottom in the middle somewhere. I was reading about it recently and I knew about it back then. And I was sure that I could see way, way below me this outline of it. And it kind of freaked me out a bit. And I was getting a little bit all over the place. But I was able just to pull back. And then, you know, I came up, changed tanks, had a chat with one of the guys. And that passed then. And I kept going on through. And in fact, you know, when I finished then and I was working at the races for RTE at the time, I had to, you know, get up, get charred and go kind of thing. So, I mean, there are parts of it that are more challenging than others.
You're doing this Tuesday week to coincide with...
Next Tuesday week, the 28th.
Galway races.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you've this wrapped up... out of the water and it's all done. Will you go along to the Galway races? You still?
I will. I don't miss it. I love it. I mean, I have a special affinity with Galway anyway. I have brilliant friends down there. And the support I got when I did it last time, I couldn't believe it. When I came out, all these people on the beach waiting for me, I was blown away. and people who donated. And hopefully we're hoping to get the local community, some of them, the swimmers, to come and swim the last bit in with me and involve everybody, yeah. really, you know. And, you know, Sensational Kids will have a real presence on the beach,
that's
you know.
It's Finnevarra Point in
Finnevarra
Clare.
Finnevarra Point,
that's
yeah, over
off.
In County Clare. There's a Martello Tower there. And then that's going to be really early in the morning. So I'll sneak in.
You never know. Yeah. People might be there to support it.
You never know, to chuck me in. Yeah. yeah
and if
yeah.
you want to donate to Tracy's cause, it's sensationalkids.ie.
You that's got the, it. Yes,
the
that's it.
Page there.
Yep.
Listen, fair play to you and best of luck. Yeah, we'll
chat
thank
to you,
you. Again.
Not I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to coming up to your pub in Bundoran.
Yeah, there you yeah. go. The realm of our. You'll not miss it. Look, it's a real pleasure, Tracy. Thanks a million for joining us in the
thank
show
you.
Today. Tracy Pigott there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.